fall colors are peaking in these last days of October. For nature lovers venturing out with their cameras, we offer the guidance of one of Ohio's leading landscape photographers in today's State of the Arts. It's 70 degrees and partly cloudy when we meet, just east of Painesville and a mile west of the Perry Nuclear Plant.
We're in the initial 20-acre tract of land that was opened 2012 as the Lake Erie Bluffs, a new unit of the Lake County Metro Parks.
His camera knows it well.
My name's Ian Adams, and the funny accent is from England.
Adams now calls Cuyahoga Falls home. He left Birmingham 40 years ago.
And for the last 25 years of that, I've been a professional Ohio photographer, writer, and teacher.
Adams has authored 24 books, most of them about Ohio, including 2 volumes of A Photographer's Guide to Ohio. One of his go-to places is Ohio's smallest county.
I love Lake County. Of course, you have the Holden Arboretum, the second largest arboretum in the United States. You have the Lake Metro Park system, which is a fabulous set of parks.
Lake Erie Bluffs is the newest park, stretching for 2 miles along the shoreline. Shooting pictures for coffee table books and calendars, Adams covers a lot of ground.
I'm up to 1.2 million miles on the road around Ohio.
And the spot we're in is one of his favorites.
There aren't very many places like this that still exist along the Lake Erie shoreline.
Lake Erie Bluffs Park is one of the least developed of Ohio's natural areas, and at 600 acres, one of the largest on the lake's south shore.
We're coming to the edge of some 40-foot shale bluffs created by Lake Erie. It just eroded them away.
The panoramic view of the lake is spectacular from a new 50-foot observation tower that opened last month. But for landscape photography, conditions today aren't perfect.
I would prefer to be here early in the morning or late on in the evening. But we do have some cloud cover, which lowers the contrast and provides some interest in the sky.
Adams wants a different vantage point for a close-up shot of the bluffs.
Oops, be careful there.
We're on shaky ground as we descend to the shore. These are bluffs, after all, not cliffs.
Typically a cliff is solid rock, and this is not. This is shale. It's very muddy.
We reach the beach, and Adams lifts his binoculars.
Hang on a minute. Yeah, this is what I wanted to show you.
Thousands of wildflowers cover the bluffs for at least 100 yards.
You look over there. The yellow, of course, are goldenrod. And right there next to them, you can see the purples. That's New England aster, beautiful purple flowers with a yellow center.
The scene is a photographer's dream, and this partly cloudy day is good for close-ups.
Wildflowers, mushrooms, diffuse overcast light is much better. You don't want to do that in bright sun.
Further up the beach, through a bramble of bushes at the foot of the bluffs, Adam spots a patch of cerulean blue.
Just come through here a minute.
It's a dazzling display of blue wildflowers with spreading fringed petals.
And you're looking at one of the largest populations of fringed gentian, which is a rare plant in the state of Ohio. Maybe 10,000 of them just in this one section here.
Long after other flowers fade, these late bloomers are a treat for even an experienced photographer's eyes.
I don't think I've seen another wildflower that is a more spectacular blue than that.
In patches where goldenrod mixes in, Adam says the blue and yellow colors are great for a wide shot.
And then get in closer and take a shot of just one or two of them as a portrait of the plant because it's so beautiful in close-up.
In 2 volumes of A Photographer's Guide to Ohio, Adam shows 300 natural areas.
It would take you 10 lifetimes to explore them all thoroughly.
He photographs them to inspire others to preserve them.
Because we can't make a natural area. Only God can do that.
That's this week's State of the Arts. I'm Vivian Goodman, 89.7 WKSU.